Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Award-winning short story writer Maya Mitra Das was born in India, came to the U.S. in 1973. She studied internal medicine and pediatrics in India, England, and the United States, earning her M.D. and Ph.D., received her training at Downstate Medical Center and State University Hospital in Brooklyn. She completed two fellowships, one for the Department of Hematology and Oncology at UCLA Medical Center, and the second at University of California, San Francisco for Radiation Oncology. She currently serves on the medical staff at Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, working with sickle cell anemia in children. Her critically acclaimed poetry book, Rhythms Primeval, spans the arc of ecstasy and despair. Her poems explore the boundaries of human loneliness as well as the healing power of love. And Silhouettes of Time is her first collection of short stories, intriguing tales that take us on wildly imaginative journeys to exotic, sometimes alien landscapes, introducing us to infinitely curious moments in time, space, and memory. Dr. Maya Mitra Das, author of Silhouettes of Time and Rhythms Primeval, our special guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for your time.
It is our pleasure, and so much to talk about with what you've done. And let's start with the collection of short fiction. This is your first collection. Why did you decide to write this? You're so good at the writing short stories. Why did you decide to write this?
Yeah, these stories are actually based on true historical facts of my family. My family struggled for the independence of India and showed extreme courage and determination going through the suffering which the rulers forced on them. In spite of that, they carried on and reached their goal, what they wanted. But it was inside me. These stories I heard from my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. It was inside me frozen. But how it came out, if you want to know that, I
yes.
can tell you about it.
Yes, please do.
I am interested in Western classical music, and I was just attending auditing actually in a master class of music teachers, and they are the graduate students of music, and the professor was teaching Chopin's ballad, and then after three or four of them, the class was overwhelmed with the emotion, so there was silence, print of silence for a few minutes, and then the professor started talking. Okay, so you go and write a story. If you have a story, write it or make it up, a story with all your feelings. So I wrote the story which I heard from my mother, and I said, can I also submit it to you? I'm just auditing. So, oh, yes, no problem. So he took the story, and then next time when I was in the class, he was so excited and looking for the music notes and sentences, what I wrote there. And he said, excellent, description of the surroundings. So I got very excited, and I started, the first story came out of this.
You know, it's an amazing story. Our guest on the program is Maya Mitra Das. If you're Googling to get information and to order the books, Maya is M-A-Y-A-M-I-T-R-A Mitra Das, D-A-S. The books we're talking about, Silhouettes of Time and Rhythms Primeval. The books, of course, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Her website is authormayamitradas.com. I'll give you that as we talk through the conversation. Also, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting. Everybody says you really have this way of making these stories come alive. They enjoy the characters. The plots are very believable. This really is a gift. Obviously, you enjoy writing these stories and very talented.
It makes me more inspired to write something else also.
Yeah, and the characters are so well developed. Let's talk about that. The characters and some of the stories you mentioned you're familiar with because of family stories and family connections. Were all of these stories in the book Silhouettes of Time? Were all of these connected with your family?
No. Most of them are connected with my family, but there are stories about the University of Padua and 1606, how the students were there, and then collected, and then there was something going on there. They got in trouble because they bought the book of Martin Luther, and then they were in trouble, and how they escaped and things like that also is in that story. I wrote the story around the time in 1606. And then there were other stories like about a writer. You're actually based on her. I was reading her life and also read her book, Eudora Welty, and then I made it up as historical fiction about her life in a short story, The Lilies Bloom in Summer, that one.
Oh, yes, and that's one of those that in particular in reading the reviews that people really like. And, you know, it's interesting as well, a lot of people feel like, I don't want to read short stories, I want to read long stories so they can develop. But everybody that's read your books, a collection of short stories, say that you really nailed it. You really did an excellent job with that. How do you like writing short stories where you really get to the point and you're not trying to fill 300 pages, you're just trying to tell a good story? How do you like doing that?
I don't know. I just start writing and thinking about it, and the pen, wherever the pen takes me, now the computer takes me wherever. First, I started with writing first or the way we used to write with the pen and or pencil on the paper.
Yes.
Now I can do it right on the computer. I don't know how it happens, but it just happens.
You know, that's amazing, and I know that. Everything you used to write on a legal pad, and you'd write it out with a pen, now it's all done with a computer, and hopefully nobody erases that so you can go back and you can find that. It's interesting in reading the dedication to Silhouettes of Time. It's dedicated to your father. Talk about him and the role your father and other family members played in shaping who you are today. I mentioned you're such an accomplished medical doctor, but so much more. Talk about the role of your dad and family members.
My father was also a physician. He was in internal medicine, but from the beginning everybody used to call him as a living encyclopedia. Any subject you ask, he will start talking, and he will just talk to me about different aspects of world politics, astronomy, physics, and ancient history. He would keep on talking, and then, but he always said he was doctor, so we don't have any brothers, we are two sisters, so I just picked up my profession as a physician. But then he said, you know, you are a physician, but you have to have a hobby. You have to develop the hobby. He kept on telling me. So I tried different things, making it a hobby. So this is one of my hobbies.
I was going to say, hobby singular is okay. For most people, you have hobbies, plural, and a lot of them that you were very good at. We're going to talk about poetry here in a second that you're excellent at as well, and playing piano and what classical Indian dance. You really live a well-rounded life, don't you?
Yeah, I just think otherwise life would have been boring.
Yes.
So I just enjoy it, doing things like that, you know, trying starting from the very beginning, actually, and just keep on going. So wherever it takes me.
Well, and it's taken you to so many places. Like I said, I mentioned the medical career. This is the first collection of fiction from our guest on the program, Dr. Maya Mitra Das. That's M-A-Y-A. MITRA, and Das is DAS. Her website is author MayaMitraDas.com. Books available in the poetry we're going to talk about in a second. All that available, of course, at Amazon and on her website, author MayaMitraDas.com. It's interesting, the collection of short stories. These stories are all impactful. Obviously, you want us to take away something after reading one of your stories, don't you?
Yes, yes. I just want this. If you think that it's stories as a message, the stories will make the readers of different generation and cultures aware of the significant past history of India, and it will be the examples and inspiration for future generation and cultures, how people with strong determination and courage reached their goal, what they wanted. And the readers also will take a journey to some exotic alien landscape and will be introduced to curious moments in time and space and memory.
You know, it's interesting, historical fiction, and you obviously know it, you've researched it, you've talked to people that have given you background information. How much fun is that to take history and make it come alive, which you do?
Yes, it is. That is what I'm doing. I just love ancient history. I love history, so I just want to make it alive to the people so that history is not like just a boring subject, just not some time lines and things like that. I am telling the history. I am giving the history of some period of time in stories. If I tell the stories, the history wouldn't be so much boring to anybody.
You know, and it's interesting, but you could be a very successful history teacher as well. I'm not trying to find another hobby for you because your plate is quite full, but you would be very good at capturing what happened, the essence of what happened, and capturing the people who made these things happen in history. Now, that's the first collection of fiction, short stories, by Dr. Maya Mitra Das. It's called Silhouettes of Time. Let's shift now to Rhythms Primeval. When and how did you decide, I like this poetry thing too, because you're a very accomplished poet.
Yeah, that is another story. I was just attending an opera class. I mean, the teacher was Jerry Ball, and he was poet and a haiku master. So he told me, you know, he after the class, he said, you know, I am going to teach poetry in that institution, in adult education center. You come. I said, what I have to do, read poetry? And so, no, you have to write poetry. I said, oh, no, I don't want to write poetry. And he also said, you have to, you know, just share with the other students. I said, are you kidding? No, I'm not. So, no, you come. So that's what it happened. I just went there. And I was almost like my hands and feet were frozen. I said, I don't know what to do. But slowly I just got in that, you know, that surrounding and adopted. And he was an excellent teacher. And he said, hey, listen, you said you cannot write poetry. I said, no, I don't. So I said, you are a dancer. What you do? I said, I just dress up and then I put one step forward on the stage. And then he said, what happens? And then I said, the crowd applauds. Here, there you go. There is a poetry. Go and write poetry. So that's the poetry begins there.
You know, that's interesting. And Dr. Ball, you mentioned, in fact, you dedicate the book to him. And he writes at the beginning, she is able to understand and express the differences between a scientific and a poetic view of the world. Talk about that, because you're a scientist on one hand, a doctor, and an accomplished creative person, artist on the other. Is it difficult for you to balance those? It sounds like you welcome both of those.
No, it is not, because science also needs some imagination. You know, our famous Einstein said that without imagination, it's all. He also imagined so many things, but he applied that to the science. So it is not really, I am not comparing myself with Einstein, but what he has told, you know, the people that it is, that imagination is very important. I feel that, I like a little bit of it, I feel that, that you have to imagine also in the science to get the things done, how you do it. So this is also the same thing in a different perspective.
How important is the arts to our lives? And I guess you could look at it from and do from a medical standpoint, how important it is for music, for dance, for poetry, for storytelling, all of that that you do. How important is that to have an active arts life?
Oh, it is very, very important. I think that, you know, you can keep on living healthy if you do all these things. Music is in a stimulation to your brain, you know, and also dance, whole muscles, and that also need calculation. You calculate the rhythm and everything when you step, do the stepping and things, and you have to calculate. You're using your brain, using your body, using all the muscles, and also remembering imagination, and then expressing. Our dance also is expression. Expression with the eyes, with the hands, with and the body movement. It's all you are all imagination doing all these things, but with the scientific, you know, background with it. You have to move your muscle to contract it. You have to, you know, do your eyes where your hand goes, things like that. It is very important.
It's interesting how the connection is made between the two. Maya Mitre Das is our guest on the program, talking about Rhythms Primeval. That's a collection of poems and Silhouettes of Time, or first collection of fiction, a collection of short stories. When you went to the poetry class and Dr. Paul Ball has you writing, how did that evolve into, I think I do okay at this, I'm going to put a collection of these together and publish it? How difficult was it to get to that point where, yeah, I'm going to share my message with the world?
Yes, I mean, actually, you know, he will give a prompt like, you know, see, you are, imagine you are there. So you someplace, somewhere, or so with that prompt, we will think about it, and whatever comes in our mind, we will write it. Or sometimes he will say, close your eyes and you know, just meditate. Whatever comes, write it down. So whatever came, we wrote it down, and then you keep on, you know, reading it, and you just edit it yourself, and that's the way it evolves.
It's just an amazing story how all of this came together for you. I make it sound easy, and I'm sure there were times along the way, but it does sound like this not only probably was easy for you, but a very enjoyable experience. What are you working on now? Are you poems, short stories? What are you working on now, writing?
Yeah, I write small you know, poems and haikus, but my big project is now with another historical fiction. It's a novel, and it's about a famous sculpture during the 14th, 15th century in Italy. And then I'm comparing with another, I'm just putting a parallel character from the present day, present time to a famous surgeon who also came from a very very poor condition, and then he is now a famous neurosurgeon. So I am putting those are the two types of areas, but here the sculpture, his art, and here is a surgeon whose art is, you know, how to safely do the surgery and save the people. That is also an art. So I am doing the parallel character to show the people that it is, express myself to do what I want to do.
I am looking forward to that, and hopefully you will come back and we can talk about that as well. What you do is so well done, and you're touching people with both the collection of poetry and short stories. Not only entertaining, but they get us thinking. We learn from them with the poems. You touch some emotions in us as we're reading the poetry, and you're sharing your thoughts with us. The two books are Rhythms Primeval, that's a collection of poems, and Silhouettes of Time, first collection of fiction short stories by our guest, Dr. Maya Mitra Das. That's MayaMitraDas. Her website is authormayamitradas.com. Book available, Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, you'll find stuff there as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed talking with you. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Hopefully we can do this again. Anxious to get information on the newest book that will be out, and we'll keep you posted on that as well. And again, all the information at the doctor's website and, of course, our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.